And welcome once again to the Cyber Shaman Show. This is Ricardo Saldia coming to you from Vancouver, Washington. And it's been a little while since I've been on the show. Took a little hiatus of some needed study time and some needed R&R time. And so I appreciate those of you who have come back on with me today. And today's going to be a really good show. Today we actually have a whole hour. So it's a good way to start up, and we have plenty of good things to talk about. First of all, before I go any further, I would like to thank the Creator for another opportunity to come here on the air with you guys. And it's a wonderful opportunity for me, as I think it's a wonderful opportunity for those of you out there to listen to some information and to the message that we're giving out here at the Cyber Shaman Show. A little bit about myself, for those of you that might be new, and just to recap, I'm a certified Rolfer and biofeedback therapist, as well as an ordained minister. And Rolfing is a physical therapy technique that focuses on the alignment of the body through manipulation of what they call the soft tissues. And what soft tissues are, it's anything that's not bone. And so if you think about a sailboat and the mast, those are probably the most densest parts of a sailboat. Rolfing would be working on the sail itself and how the sail fits with the pulley system. And it has to be movable. It has to be flexible. Yes, yet it has to be resilient and strong, and it has to withhold a lot of pressure. And the case, in the example of the sailboat, it has to be able to take the energy of the wind, and it's able to harness it in order to make the boat go forward. And then biofeedback, the specific kind of biofeedback that I use, it's called quantum biofeedback, and it's the latest form of biofeedback. It has made a subcategory within itself, within the biofeedback realm, and it's called bioresonance biofeedback. And bioresonance means that it's able to resonate in more than just one way. So it's able to send information into your body to scan your cells, to scan the electromagnetic activity and information that's coming out of your body. And then it's able to compare that information with the software program. And from there, we are able to then send the appropriate frequencies back into your body to attempt to balance the electromagnetic signatures that are out of balance in your body. Now, this is not a miracle tool or a one-hit wonder, because what it does do is it attempts to do the tuning, the calibration of your system. Just like a violin needs to be tuned more than once in its life history, our bodies need to be tuned. And some need to be tuned more than others, depending on what kind of repetitive stress they put on their system. So depending as well at what kind of level of efficiency you expect from your body, for example, a couch potato versus an athlete would probably require more detailed efficiency and more effective efficiency from its body than a couch potato would. So I guess the easiest way to understand this system is that it is the most comprehensive system available today that is able to navigate through your whole body. and it reads your electromagnetic frequencies that come out of your body as they are. So when you're hooked up to the computer, it takes a picture of you at this very moment, and we're able to see what is out of balance in the field of your emotional state, your physical state, your mental state, and your spiritual state. What all of these have in common are that they use electromagnetic frequencies. That is a common language between all of these aspects of your being. That's why there's a phrase of, bad vibrations or high vibrations or low vibes, good vibes, bad vibes. All that is saying is telling us where on the frequency scale, where on the energy field you are being at. So this is a very effective system that is used, which I use on humans as well as your pets and animals. And not too recently, actually, for a while now, I've been using it on plants as well. And it can be used then on anything that's organic. So if you want to know more information about this, you can go on my website at www.integrativebody.com. That's integrativebody.com. Integrativebody.com. And you can find more information about myself and the services that I provide. So today, we are, in the second half of the hour, going to have a special guest. And our special guest is Joy Saldia, who, among other things, is my wife. But she is also a chronic pain specialist. She has over 10 years of experience in physical therapy. She received her master's from Andrews University, and she currently works at a holistic physical therapy clinic, and she has wonderful information and a lot of experience to tell us about chronic pain and how to deal with chronic pain, both for yourself and those that you care about, or possibly even some of those that you work with as well. We had her once before on the radio show talking about Dr. Emoto's work and the benefits and the needs of hydration in your body. And so we're bringing her back, and it's going to be a really good show today. So thank you again for tuning in to BBS Radio, and I also would be taking any callers with any questions that you may have. You guys have the telephone number in front of you if you're listening to this show, so I don't need to go over that. So the topic for today is I wanted to focus a little bit of time here on how we can work with our physical body to also create alignment in our spiritual body, and how these are just so related that there really is no separation between the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body. And that is something that those of you who are listening would benefit from understanding at a deeper level. And I'm not requesting that you all, come and find me for the services that I provide, but if you can find somebody, if anything that I say sounds or resonates with you that you feel like you may need to do, I hope that the information I give helps you get over that crest and you can go out and find somebody who may be doing some of the services that I provide. The physical body, in Rolfing terms, is a housing. A housing for the internal organs and the housing for the other aspects of your being. And one thing that I have found time and time again in my private practice is that you will not be able to fully facilitate the achievement of your highest potential if these aspects of yourself are not held in balance. And it doesn't really matter which ones you are really strong in, because you're only going to be as strong as your weakest link. So we can just make it kind of simple here. We can just think about a stool with three legs, the body, mind, and spirit. If one of those is out of balance, the other two will try to compensate. And I say try, because you will not be able to fully realize yourself, as Dr. Maslow would say. Dr. Maslow is from one of the gurus of psychology of times past, where he wrote about the levels of hierarchy and the needs of the hierarchy that we have. If you do not function at a high level with your physical self, with your physical body, you cannot truly expect your spiritual self, as endowed as it may be, to fully be actualized. So even if you are a minister, for example, if your spiritual side is really strong, let's say, and you're good at what you do, you're respected by people around you, but yet your physical self is out of balance, you're still not meeting your potential. So once again, you could be really good at what you do. You could be awesome at what you do. But if your physical self, in this case, in this example, if your physical self is not healthy and not in balance, your spiritual self will not be fully actualized. So what does that say? It doesn't say that, well, let's just say what it does say. It says that if your strength is your spiritual self, and your physical self is not up to par yet, just imagine where you could be physically. Just imagine what still lies uncovered, what still lies in front of you to fully realize. So it should be an encouraging remark. It should be an encouraging, you know, experience to realize that. That there is still even yet more wonderful things out there waiting for you in this particular example. So I encourage all of you listening who have been mulling for time, months, maybe years, to work on a specific aspect of your being. And you probably know what it is. None of this stuff should be surprising to you. You know what you need to work on. But if you decide to work on your weakest link, your most positive aspects of yourself, your most positive attributes of yourself will also benefit from you tidying up and solidifying and bringing into balance your physical self. So this is really important, because I see this time and time again. I come across individuals who, you know, are just wonderful, emotionally, just loving individuals, but they don't take care of their body. They're doormats for people. Or people who, you know, take care of their body and they, you know, use it effectively. They use it in a way that makes us all proud. But they really don't feel like it's worth their time, or there's really no true benefit to spending time in meditation or in prayer. All I say is that there is even more physical well-being to be achieved if they would just spend some time working on their spiritual side. So the reason why I'm speaking about these things is because it is important. It's important at this time in our evolution, in our history as humans on this planet, that we realize why we're still around. We need to realize why we're the only planet in this galaxy that has life. Why are we the only ones left? Why does it seem like this is all we got? Like this is the last straw that we have? And though I am probably one of those people, well, not probably, I know I am, but I like to be humble about it and not be in people's face about it, I am one of those people who does believe that this world has still the best yet to come. I am a believer that we can still actualize heaven on earth. And yes, things are happening all around us politically, and I don't need to get into all those things right now. You guys all know what's happening with the campaigns and with issues regarding justice and injustice and perversion of justice, that we realize that whatever we put our focus into, that's what we attract. And I'm just briefly touching on aspects of the new information that has come about. Well, it's not new, but in the new format of the information that has been widely received in the documentary The Secret and in the work of Abraham Hicks with the Law of Attraction and the Power of Intention of the body of work from Dr. Wayne Dyer. We do need to know what's going on around us. We do need to know what are some of the issues that are going on in society, without getting into detail again. Because this is beneficial for us. Just like guardrails are beneficial for us to see on the road, we don't have to necessarily test them out. We don't have to take our car and test these guardrails. But it is good to know where these guardrails are. And in knowing where they are, we can better focus on where we want to go and where and what we want to attract. And I cannot stress this enough, because there's a lot of information, there's a lot of loving people who want to give you information because they want and dearly love humanity, but the way they express it leaves you in a whirlwind of kind of a little bit of angst or a little bit of, you know, distrust. And instead of focusing on, you know, the corruption, instead of focusing on what's not working right, which is all an illusion anyways, why don't we focus on what we really do want to attract? And I'll take this a step further. If this is all truly an illusion, if we are truly, completely, and thoroughly subjective, and if we are truly being, shall we say, distracted, and what's the word that I'm trying to use, trying to find? You know, if we are all subject to other people's biases, why don't we give ourselves the best winning shot that we can by giving ourselves positive affirmations? you know, if we're so affected by other people's thoughts and other people's energies, and if it's all, you know, if we're all being brainwashed by our doctors and by our politicians and by people of power, if this is all a lie, why not give ourselves the best lie we can come up with? The most positive lie that will give us the most benefit in the happier time that we have here on this planet. So I don't care which way you twist it, we have a choice. And I believe we have the responsibility to give ourselves the support and give each other the support and give the life around us the support that we can. And it will fuel us and it will give back to us and we'll see that we're truly not alone. So I ask you to refresh yourself. Wherever you're listening, you're probably experiencing a heat wave. And I want you to think about the benefits of this nourishing, replenishing thought that you have a choice and that you can make a difference and that the benefits that lie at your fingertips. So another issue that I wanted to kind of talk about here is that we're all being asked to do something for our fellow humans and for ourselves at this time. And you don't have to join a club and you don't have to join any specific group besides BBS Radio, of course. And I say that half-heartedly and jokingly because obviously, if you're listening to this, you're probably into other things that are very good for you. But I want us to feel that we have help in every corner, in every room, and that we have people all around us filled with light in every area of society, and even the government, and even in other governments and other countries, we have help. There are people in key positions who are helping stabilize this transition. And if anything, all these hardships and the darkness that is around us at this time is a catalyst, and it's helping us distinguish what we do want from what we don't want. And that's super important. And that, if you look at it in detail, and honestly, you'll find out that it is a natural way of looking at life, and it is a natural process that we're seeing of removing the chaff from the wheat. And we wouldn't know that until the sun came and finished growing the wheat. We wouldn't know the difference. We need this heat wave, so to speak, to help us solidify our position. So I encourage you all to look at your lives as both symbolic and literal in every fashion, and to look at the different aspects of your being as representations of your complete and divine self. So I, at this time, feel that it's a good segue for speaking about chronic pain. And before I bring on Mrs. Saldia, I would like to say that a lot of us feel that, you know, we have to resort to, you know, whatever we can do to relieve the pain. And I'd like to say that I'm not here to speak against pharmaceuticals in the way that, you know, they are the incarnation of the devil and that you know, you should never touch one. You should never touch the pills or the drugs, and there's no reason ever to use these things, because that's not true. There are times and there are places where this type of care is necessary for the continuity of life. What I am asking and what I'm saying is that we use our common sense, and if that is too vague, we need to use our higher self, our intuition, to discern when it is most appropriate to use these things. Because once again, since we all have a purpose and we all have a job to do, we want to finish the job before we check out. So it's necessary for us to continue the life that we were given so that we are able to facilitate the completion of our contract that we made to be here at this moment, at this time in Earth's history. So pain is a message that's being given to your body. And the message is telling you that you're out of alignment. And so if we understand this, if we just kind of take a step away from the pain, then we'll realize that it's not our enemy. It's our friend. And in the same respect, pain is not a curse from God. If we humans responded in other ways, I'm sure he'd be using those ways to communicate with us. But as history shows, we tend to be a little thick-headed and stubborn. And so God, the infinite source, our creator, has just created a way for us to get the message. So after setting the ground and the foundation for this talk on chronic pain, I want everybody to be clear about that, because I'm sure you hear a lot of things about pro and con Western medicine and pro and con Eastern medicine, and there's a time and place for everything. And if you have any questions about any particular situations or examples that you may have going on in your lives, please feel free to reach me at www.integrativebody.com. You can email me at ricardo@integrativebody.com, or you can call me at 503-957-4664. 503-957-4664. So I would like to bring on board Joyce Saldia, who once again is a 10-year veteran in physical therapy, master's from Andrews University, and she is here with us. Thank you for joining us, Joy.
Thank you, Ricardo, for having me back on the show. The last time I was able to speak on the radio, we talked a lot about the hidden messages in water and Dr. Emoto's work, and
yes,
how that also related to chronic pain syndromes and also chronic illness. First of all, what I want to do is I want, for all those who are listeners out there who either have chronic pain or who know somebody who is in chronic pain, I want to open up the floor right now and encourage you to call in and tell us your story if you have one. I just wanted to bring that out right at the beginning. So if someone does call in, we will have some time here at the last portion of the show to maybe discuss with these individuals maybe some problem-solving resources that they can maybe look into if they are local meaning the Portland-Vancouver area. Of course, they can always get in touch with us here in town. However, for those who might be living far away or someplace international, we do have resources that we can guide you to that so that you can get those available wherever it is that you're located. As Ricardo said, I'm a physical therapist by background with 10 years of clinical experience. At this time, I am working more as a wellness consultant, helping individuals overcome chronic pain and illness. I have worked with all ages and a rainbow of different kinds of chronic pain syndromes, and all different kinds of medical diagnoses as well. And for those who have been seeking for answers and have not gotten anything but the runaround with or in the conventional medical system, I am here to tell you today that there is light at the end of your tunnel. I have had the privilege to experience being a witness to hundreds and hundreds of patients reaching this milestone in their life of overcoming and taking control of the pain that they experience, which leads to many other types of chronic illnesses, including depression. My personal path is twofold. Number one, it is to experience natural healing from my own past pain and chronic illness. I have had the privilege to overcome many obstacles in these areas myself, which leads me into the second one, which is to be a guide for those who are seeking a way out of chronic pain and illness. I realize that every individual is different and not one single person is going to be exactly a blueprint of what I have experienced in life. However, yes, there are many paths that lead to the same place, and I'm here to connect individuals with finding their own personal path, which also leads into life purpose, as Ricardo was talking about earlier. For more information about the work that I do specifically, please visit my website, which is www.enjoyhealing.com, where you can find more detailed information about the type of work that I do. That way you might be able to seek other types of practitioners where you live currently that might be doing some of the same type of work. However, if you do have any questions specifically, please feel free to email me with any questions, or please feel free to call me as well. My phone number here is 360-936-0564. Again, that's 360-936-0564. My website also includes web-based resources regarding nutrition, nutritional healing that's based on indigenous diets. Most of this is foundational work based on Dr. Weston Price's work, who was a dentist who did extensive research on indigenous cultures around the world. He did archaeological digs to compare the teeth of past generations and present generations and made significant conclusions on how dental health declined with the introduction of modern diets, with the immersion, or should I say the invasion, that took place by either the early explorers or the missionaries, which is, sadly to say, a common story with many indigenous cultures. For those who are interested in the historical value of nutrition and culture in connection to human degeneration, we need to look no further than really just here in our own country, the USA, looking at the Native Americans as well as the Hawaiians. They both have sad stories of how their cultures decline because of the invasion of people into their taking away their healing practices from them, trying to immerse them into a more modern type of culture. So before I get more into that aspect of resources, what I wanted to outline first is, once again, the body-mind-spirit component of healing and recovering from chronic pain. First of all, the body is the mechanical and the structural component of how a person can be in pain. A body that is out of alignment is one that is setting itself up for abnormal wear and tear and ultimately degenerative conditions such as degenerative joint disease, degenerative disc disease, for those of you who suffer from chronic neck or back pain or who have symptoms radiating down the arms or down the legs. These are familiar things that you probably discuss with your healthcare practitioners. However, unfortunately, there are many people who often go to the doctors who get the runaround and basically are just given a very generic type of treatment for their pain. First of all, a very common scenario would be going to the doctor, complaining of a pain symptom related to the somewhere in the spine, and often the first type of treatment is going to be a drug prescription, maybe some anti-inflammatories, maybe some pain medications. Often at this first visit, they won't even do any tests. They will not run MRIs or CAT scans, or oftentimes they won't even do the basic, which would be x-rays. So oftentimes the patient is sent home with a toxic treatment right off from the very start. A lot of people maybe will get relief from their symptoms. However, those who have reoccurring episodes of chronic neck and back pain will sooner or later find out that these treatments are just masking their symptoms, and their symptoms maybe just get temporary relief and then return time after time again, sometimes based on activity levels and sometimes just really not even related to activity levels at all. The mind. Chronic pain and illness. Often has to do with what we're thinking about. Saying that attitude is everything is very true. In my practice, I can tell you that when patients come in and they have a positive attitude, 99% of those patients are going to achieve the results that they're seeking, which is getting pain-free and returning to normal or hopefully full function. Sometimes there are obstacles that are in the way that don't allow a person to maybe achieve full 100% function as they did previous to maybe an injury or surgery. However, the majority of my patients actually do. I think it really depends on the type of therapist that they're working with, as well as the type of doctor that they're working with, whether those individuals are supportive of their condition and really can connect with the patient on the level that he or she is needing in order for full recovery. So attitude is everything. Happiness is a choice. There was a time in my life that I had a lot of depression. I never sought medical attention for it. However, once I learned that happiness was a choice, my whole life began to change. We are all individuals that have choices. What happens to us in life depends on the choices that we make, good or bad. And with all the individuals that I work with, this aspect about the mind almost always has to be addressed in order for the person to make a full recovery. Spirit. Recognizing that spirit, we are spiritual beings and that we each have a divine purpose. Many of the people that I work with maybe get to a place where they are able to get themselves out of pain. They learn the routine of how to use these pain management techniques, and they become experts at doing this. However, when the individual continues to have a reoccurring pattern where the pain comes back over and over again, regardless of if they know how to use their pain management techniques, these reoccurring patterns need to be addressed. Because the body is not just happy with just the pure mechanical relief or the structural relief of pain. So in other words, even with the work that Ricardo does with structural integration or Rolfing, those same individuals can come back time and time again, paying very precious money for these treatments. But until they get down to the real source of the problem, they may have their symptoms reoccurring over and over again. So this is a red light, because neither of us like to keep addressing the same problem again. We like to move on to either a new problem or resolving the original problem and helping the person develop past the pain syndrome part of it. If people want to come back because they want to receive the benefits of using the service as a preventative modality, that's great. However, when the person keeps coming back with the same complaint over and over again, this needs to be addressed in a different light. Often I find with these patients, they are not in touch with their spirituality. Oftentimes I find that these people don't want to know anything about their spirituality. And for these individuals, they may continue to become stuck in this pattern if they refuse to look at the spiritual aspect of their being. Many people are in jobs that they hate. Many people are having relationship problems, marital problems, problems with their children. All of these things need to be brought into alignment. If the person is not experiencing healthy, happy relations at home, then this only bleeds out into the workplace, and so on and so forth. So getting back to life purpose, these individuals will benefit from working with people that do specific work and life purpose. Some of these people, some of these practitioners that might be available to these people experiencing these difficulties in figuring out what their life purpose is, might be to work with an astrologer, to work with somebody that does palm reading, to work with somebody that does tarot, all these different aspects of divining information about the individual that maybe that person cannot tap into themselves. I also recommend that people use educational resources such as The Secret. It's a movie that's become very popular since Oprah Winfrey brought that movie to life. The movie talks a lot about how we choose what we see in front of us. Many people are not wanting to take responsibility for what they see in front of them. However, it is very important that these individuals eventually take a look and see that everything that they have chosen and have created through attitude, expectations, you name it. We've got to take responsibility for the fact that we have created what is in front of us. I want to go back to the nutritional aspect and give you some resources in this area. As I was talking about Dr. Weston Price, who wrote the book Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, you can find more information about him if you do a Google search. Price Pottinger Foundation would be a great one to look into, as well as Weston Price Foundation. Both of these websites are excellent resources for understanding more about indigenous diets and learning more about the type of diet that our bodies actually thrive on. Another web resource would be Mercola. Dr. Mercola has a website, www.mercola.com. His website has a plethora of information on all different kinds of therapies from A to Z. He has researched and reviewed thousands and thousands of medical articles on all different kinds of the latest aspects of natural healing. So this is an excellent resource that I often refer patients to if they have questions, any type of question about natural health. You can do a little search on there. You can type in some keywords, and he will give you all the different resources that he has checked into himself specifically. Another version of a lot of the Price Pottinger Foundational work, a Bible-based version of this information would be to check into a book called The Maker's Diet. This book is by Jordan S. Rubin, who is also another individual who tells his story about overcoming all of his health obstacles through the use of diet. And a lot of Christians are skeptical about some of these indigenous-based diets. That's why I refer them to this Bible-based version. Has lots of scriptures that go along with the recommendations that are made there. Nourishing Traditions is an excellent, excellent cookbook. And more than a cookbook, it is a resource guide to all different kinds of aspects of healing, authored by Sally Fallon, who is a clinical nutritionist, and she actually happens to be the president of the Weston Price Foundation. Another excellent book is called Eat Fat, Lose Fat by Mary Ng. She is a food expert and a biochemist that she co-authored this book with Sally Fallon. So I bring in this nutritional component because without the proper building blocks for the body to repair itself, the body will not seek optimum health. If it cannot repair itself internally using nutrients, then the body is still going to be stuck in a degenerative state. So first we have the mind. The mind is where all the decisions are made. This is where we decide how we're going to make choices, going left or right, eating potato chips and Twinkies versus eating something healthy. So we first got to start with the mind, then the body. The body has got to have nutritional building blocks to be healthy, to regenerate. Every cell in your body is going to eventually die and turn over. Billions of cells are dying every single second, and billions of cells are being renewed every single second. However, if we do not have the correct building blocks for this to happen, then the body will not repair itself. If the toxins are coming in more quickly than the body is able to regenerate itself, then the body cannot repair itself, plain and simple. And spirit. We've got to get in touch with our spiritual selves. We are electrical beings made of pure energy. And until we recognize this often seemed woo-woo concept, it will be very difficult for us to even look into other aspects of healing, such as energy work and acupuncture and all of these great ancient techniques that have been around that have provided so many people with opening up these blockages that also keep us stuck. Along with the mind part of this triad, we have to look at the emotions. The emotions cannot be forgotten when we're talking about the healing process. Every single reaction that happens in the body has some type of emotional connection. And there is an excellent book out called Molecules of Emotion. That author is, let's see, what is her name? Candace Pert, that's right, Candace Pert. She came very close to being the Nobel Peace Prize winner for finding the opiate receptor. And unfortunately, she didn't have the right support behind her, and so she actually missed that opportunity. So if you wanted to learn more about that story, but she talks extensively about the emotional connection to the body and healing, and she's referenced in the very well-known movie What the Bleep, which is another movie that I recommend to a lot of my patients, learning that we ultimately are creators. We are creators of what we see in front of us. So whatever it is that we're not happy with, whatever it is that we're not getting in life, whether it be love, the right job, money, finances, the best body, the most awesome car that we're seeking, then look no further than in the mirror. Look at yourself. Start with yourself first, branch out, and that is where we begin to change the world. First with ourselves, and then one person at a time after that. Thank you, Ricardo Saldia, for having me on the show again.
Oh, thank you, Joy. It's been a pleasure having you. And once again, you've given us a lot of good information in a very nice and clear and concise way. So can you just give the audience again your contact information, your website, and your phone number?
Yes. You can reach me, Joy Saldia, at www.enjoyhealing.com. And my phone number, if you want to reach me by phone and we can chat with a phone consultation, please call me at 360-936-0564.
Thank you, Joy. I have a question, though, for you. What do you tell somebody who says that they've been dealing with this pain all their life and, you know, they're midlife already and they've already had surgeries and, you know, they've had back problems and it's related to the surgeries and other injuries and other family members have had other back problems. And this person is really listening for the very first time, you say that they actually have a shot or have an opportunity to make their lives better. How can they start? Where do they begin?
That is a very good question, because that is actually one of the things that I kind of skipped over and wanted to come back and address. Some of the work that I do is, and actually when I see these people in the clinic, and I do often see people that have been in pain for between 1 and 30 years, so that many ranges of years that people might be in pain, the evaluation technique that I use is based on the Robin McKenzie technique. I recommend that whoever is in chronic pain, please look at that website. It's an internationally known technique that you can find anywhere around the world, practitioners that are trained in this technique. It is called the McKenzie Method. All you got to do is go on the internet and do a Google search on McKenzie, Robin McKenzie, or McKenzie Institute.
And how do you spell that?
McKenzie is spelled McKenzie. I'm going to spell that again. First name is Robin, R-O-B-I-N. Last name is McKenzie, McKenzie. And from at this website, you can find all these testimonies, all these great testimonies of all these people that have tried all these things, everything under the sun, and did not get any results. But with the McKenzie technique, maybe a lot of those individuals, for the first time ever in their lives, were able to recover from their chronic pain syndromes. I use this technique every single day, nearly with every single patient in the clinic. This is a self-generated technique, meaning that the patient learns the technique from the therapist and they become responsible for their pain management. However, like I said, a lot of these people will learn to be independent at this, but when the ones that concern me are the ones that continue to have the reoccurring episodes over and over again. With these specific individuals, you have to look at those other components that I talked about, which are the mind and the spirit. So you can treat the body, but oftentimes, if you leave out the mind and the spiritual part of it, these people will not seek the results that they're looking for.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Joy. And that's all the time we have for today. And we encourage all of you to tune again next Thursday at the same time, 7:30, 10:30 Eastern. And on behalf of all the other light workers and light sisters that are on this side of the world and this area of the world, we ask you to stand up, show your true colors and show your true light, be yourself, to be at peace, and to be happy. That way we'll be able to be the light that we all need for ourselves and for the planet. So thank you very much. God bless. And until next time, goodbye.
Half asleep and wide awake, keep stumbling onto my mistakes. Impatient at how long things take. Hey, at least I'm learning.